Respect It's Radio, FM 104.6.
It's a Thursday lunchtime and we have special guest in the studio, and I've been practicing all morning, although I think I've got it. It's Sandy Chicagnani.
Good.
How are you? You're all right?
Very well, thank you. Thanks good. For having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now, you've got lots going on because mm-hmm. you're a busy lady anyway.
Yeah.
But you've got a special event that you're focusing on, which is happening in just over a week's time.
Yes, that's right. So we've got a new event that Community Action are putting on. It's called A Celebration of Village Life. And we've been working very hard with the National Trust. And we're going to hold it at Mottiston Manor Gardens. So that's Saturday, the 23rd of March. From 11 till 3 p.m.
So that's a week Saturday.
It is.
Is the Jewel of the South peeps going to be there filming? Because they should be.
No, I believe they're moving on to a different island now.
Are they really?
Yes, yes.
That's shocking.
Hush, hush, but yes.
What other island?
But we, having said that, we will have our own photographer there, hopefully doing some drone footage for us. So.
Oh, good. That's the future. Space. Drone. You know that you've reached this century when you're doing drone footage.
Exactly. So this is a community event. It's sort of part of Village Halls Week. I don't know if you've ever heard of Village Halls Week, but a national organisation called ACA, which is Action for Communities of Rural England, they launch this every year, and they've chosen the theme of Go Green this year. So we have a bit of a theme about going green and sustainability, which is kind of the theme of this event, and we've got all sorts of things going on.
It's lots topical.
Talks. Yes.
It's topical and much needed as well. Yeah. And it's great that, you know, by having an event, you're putting it in the spotlight and so on, and proving that Village Halls is so much more than a place that you go to vote for an election.
Yeah, exactly.
Village Halls are vital, aren't they?
They are. They're a really crucial part of lots of our communities, particularly on the island. Yeah, all sorts. I mean, unbelievably, we've got, I haven't got an exact number, but there are about 80 community spaces across the island, village halls of varying types.
Well, you'd know because your role is, one of your roles, you've got plenty, haven't you, that you're doing, voluntary work, volunteers,
yes.
and so on.
Yeah, and we support all the village halls on the island, you know, through Community Action. We can kind of offer them support with governance and funding issues and things like that. So this event partly will be an opportunity for those people running village halls to kind of connect with us and with other people doing similar roles.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, good for you. So it's a free community event.
Yeah.
And there's children's activities. Go on, talk us through the children's activities.
So we've got Kathy Grogan from Wild Learning. She'll be doing sort of nature-based activities, you know, things with sticks and I don't know what else, but she's brilliant at what she does.
Didn't she used to be in Alton Images? Or was that Claire Grogan?
I think that was Claire Grogan.
Right.
But Kathy's great. And yes, so she'll be there all day. And we also have Sean, Ranger Sean and his sheep. So come and meet the sheep. They are lovely, black, fluffy creatures.
Sean the sheep is going to be there.
Sean and his sheep.
And his sheep.
And if the weather permitting, we will have a mini type Land Rover for kids to have a ride on. But that is slightly weather dependent.
Brilliant. So there's plenty there for kids.
There's lots going on. And of course, it's just such beautiful gardens where they can just run around. So put your wellies on, wrap up warmly, and get down there.
Isn't it a shame that you're telling people to wear their wellies? This time last year, I had a tan. It's been a blimmin' awful winter.
I mean, my weather app shows full sunshine for that day, so I am being optimistic.
Good, you know? I hope so, because we're having all the rain in the week, and by the next weekend it should be lovely.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, dig out your wellies.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something about wearing wellies. Anyway, I quite like wearing wellies now. I haven't worn Wellington boots since I was a kid. I put them on the other day to go down the garden. I thought, actually, these are quite comfy. Oh, no, they really are. Exhibitions.
Yes.
So you've got exhibitions
there
as well.
So we've invited village halls to kind of put up display boards and to kind of really tell people about what it is that they do. So some of them will have some old photographs of how they started, you know, what the origins of these halls were, a bit about what goes on today, you know, how you book a hall, how you book a space with them, the kind of activities that are going on there, and possibly a little bit about the future and what they need in order to survive. So yeah, there'll be various displays on offer, and some of the village halls will be there with their own stall, be there to talk to people as well. And there is such a variety. So some of the halls we've got are completely booked out, and others, you know, are much more sort of underused, let's say. But
brilliant.
They are such great spaces, and we've offered. We have a few people coming who use village halls to practice. So we have, who's on my list? We've got the Chillerton Players. So they are coming with their clarinets, and they will do a little short set for us. And we have, I'm not sure their exact name, but I've called them the Porchfield Drummers, because they practice at Porchfield Village Hall. So they're coming with their djembes.
I'm glad they're right out in the sticks.
And we also have the Bay Whalers. I don't know if you've come across them before. They're a fantastic group.
Did they used to be called the Chell Bay Whalers?
Possibly, but they now practice in Freshwater.
Right, okay.
So Freshwater Village Hall is where they
fell
practice.
Out with the Chell lot.
Yes, I don't know.
Well, they've started
but
up
yeah,
their own.
So they're a lovely community group, so they'll be singing for us as well.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Then we have a band called Chasing Scarlet, who will sort of end the set in the afternoon as
what
well.
What are Chasing Scarlet all
they're
about?
Sort of a folk band.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't seen them live myself, but yeah, it should be a good day.
So it should be a lovely, typical sort of Isle of Wight sort of ish day, shouldn't it? With you know, villages at the forefront, which is
exactly.
great.
Exactly.
You also get guided garden tours, and I'm interested with this because obviously I can't remember the last time I went to Mottisson Gardens.
Mm, but it's a lovely garden. I mean, they've got their little sort of vegetable plot and things like that, but they've got all their flower borders, and then the sort of more woodland areas, and of course the National Trust has got lots and lots of volunteers. Great place to volunteer, and opportunities, you know, for everyone really. So some of the volunteers will be there to show people around the gardens, tell them more about what goes on there. And we've also got another walk which will be led by the rangers, by the National Trust rangers and the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust. So that will be very much about looking at I've just called it a nature walk.
People understand that, don't they?
Exactly.
You don't have to give it a flash name that people then think, well, what is it?
So we have, we've also got talks. This is your chance to go in the manor, which has been closed for many years, but only in two rooms. So we've got a room in the manor where we've got some talks, and then we've also got some other talks in the bookshop.
So, right. So I've noticed you've got Lee Jackman from Isle of Wight Gin.
Yes. Yes, she's not talking about gin, but she should be talking about eco-villages and communities.
Ho. Oh, you just imagine people. I thought you were talking gin. I thought there was going to be some gin. You haven't mentioned food. It's the most essential thing.
Well, so food, yes. So what have we got with food? We have the Mottisson Manor tea shops will be open. And there will also be a van that's often at Compton Car Park. That will be down at Mottisson. And we have Scarrett's Lane Bakery, which is part of Community Action.
Nice.
They will be there as well with, you know, pasties and various things like that.
Well, you sold me a pasty and this van.
And then cakes,
Do you know that those coffee cakes in the window, they are... I feel like breaking a window so much when I walk by. The van that you were talking about, is that burgers and chips and things like that?
No, I think it's more... cakes and things like that, and coffees and things like that.
Well, the message is you won't go hungry.
Yes.
Okay, so it's
there
next.
Will be something.
It's next Saturday. It's 23rd of March.
Yes. So free entry. Free entry to everyone.
We like free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I hope it goes really well. Is there anything you want to say?
I was going to say, I didn't mention we have got big marquee being put up as well. So there will be extra sort of stalls in there. There will be people like the Footprint Trust. We've got the spinners and weavers coming. Somebody talking about Asian hornets, the Biosphere Festival. The young farmers are bringing a tractor. There's lots and lots of things happening. So do come down if you possibly can. And this is the first event, so, you know.
Brilliant.
If
well,
it's
good
successful,
luck.
We'll do it again.
I really hope it is. And just to say that you won't feel out of place if you do wear your wellies.
No.
Okay?
I'm going to try and dig mine out for the event.
Thanks for coming in and telling us about it. That's Sandy. And hopefully we'll see you soon, because I'm pretty sure there's something else you want to promote.
There is. In another 2 weeks, I've got another event, but I'll tell you more about that.
We'll set up a date then. All right.
All right. Thank you,
Sandy.
Bye-bye.